This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Many colleges and universities across the Chicago area are starting online classes this week after schools extended spring break and closed campuses to prevent the spread of the novel coronavirus. WBEZ's Kate McGee explores how the transition to remote learning is going.
It's a little after 8 in the morning, and Loyola University Chicago history professor Ben Johnson is in the middle of a lecture on World War II when he tries to share a photo with his class via Zoom video.
Here is a famous Norman Rockwell depiction of the Four Freedoms, and so you see them up there, right? And let me go ahead and start showing these things. Yeah, Molly.
I don't see the PowerPoint. I don't know if that's...
Okay. Maribel, do you see the PowerPoint? No? Okay, that's intensely irritating.
The students chime in to try and help troubleshoot. Eventually, the picture pops up and the class continues.
Okay, now you're seeing it? All right.
Yeah, I can see that the presentation. Yeah, okay, no.
Okay, all right, good. Thank you for telling me that. Okay, so you have these four freedoms, right? Lisa or somebody else, can you tell me what strikes you about this picture?
For many students in this class, that little hiccup is nothing. The last few weeks have been chaotic as students have moved home or off campus and are continuing their semesters remotely. Unlike many universities that extended spring break, Loyola had already had their spring break and shifted online almost in real time. Freshman Molly Sheehan says Professor Johnson's class has been a welcome constant.
He is like the absolute pillar. He's done a really good job of trying to adjust but not completely change everything.
Students say during these confusing times, they're craving routine and clarity from their professors. There's no such thing as too many emails. Sheehan says her history professor is one of the few who communicates often and quickly and alerted them early that going online was probable.
My other three professors that I had that day said, oh, we're not going online. That's ridiculous. It was the last time I ever saw them.
For professors who have gone online, some are holding live Zoom video classes at the same time and day as their in-person classes. Others are recording lectures and posting them, shifting to online discussion boards for class conversation.
Hello, everybody in Humanities 107. Good to see all of you again. Well, I, of course, cannot see you, but you can see and hear from me at this moment.
That's Alex Bean, a film professor at Harold Washington College, one of the city colleges of Chicago. His main goal is to remain flexible. Some students can't access good internet for live classes, so he's posting recorded lectures on YouTube and searching for ways students can watch movies online for free. He wants them to save their money.
It's a handful of dollars, but if it's a choice between staying in class, paying for the rest of the semester, and groceries, buy your groceries.
Plus, live Zoom classes can be difficult for students to attend at the same time, now that they're scattered across time zones. But recorded video lectures can be tough, too, especially for hands-on classes like nursing labs, says Loyola senior Emily Slimko.
I can't even see what they're doing because the nurse that's doing it is over the dummy and you can't see everything that she's doing. But she's like saying like, oh, I'm doing this. And I'm like, well, I can't see you actually. Like, what are you doing?
On top of all of this, students say it's very difficult to motivate themselves to do schoolwork from their homes. It's also distracting, says Loyola junior Hannah Dersham. She's back at home with four younger brothers, her parents, and her fiance.
There's like eight of us in the house at all times, like, trying to do meetings and schoolwork. And so there's like a lot of schedule conflict where I'm like, okay, guys, like you have to be quiet. I'm in a class. And they're like, but it's lunchtime.
Emily Slimko says she put a schedule on her bedroom door so her family knows when they shouldn't burst in to talk to her. By the end of Professor Ben Johnson's history class, the students have not only heard the lecture and asked questions, but he's shown more pictures and even had students watch video clips through Zoom.
So let's go to share screen here, see if this works a little bit better.
No nation can progress with such ideas.
Molly Sheehan says her favorite part is seeing everyone's faces.
Being able to see Professor Johnson, being able to see the other people in my class and hear our voices and talk about stuff like we used to before this happened. It's just like, it's almost like a comfort also during times of such turmoil.
Kate McGee, WBEZ News.